You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This edition of Art and Soul focuses on the performing arts, and we are joined now by journalist and blogger Jen McKee. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
And Jen has brought a special guest with her as well. Would you like to introduce her?
Sure. Today we have Kate Mendeloff with us. She's a lecturer at U of M's Residential College, teaching in the drama concentration, and many community members probably know her from the Shakespeare in the Arb productions, which she is about to open very soon at Nichols Arboretum.
Welcome, Kate.
Thank you very much.
What are we seeing this year?
This year we're going to be seeing a rather unknown Shakespeare play, an early comedy called Love's Labour's Lost, which was written in the early part of his canon, right after Comedy of Errors. So it's a very early comedy, and you see in it some of the prototypes that we see developed later in characters like Beatrice and Benedick in Much Ado About Nothing, and a lot of the themes that he explores in later plays. But it's a very charming piece and well worth an evening in the Arb.
So it's theater outside.
Oh, yes. Yes. Shakespeare in the Arb is an environmental theater. It's really staged in nature. And the whole principle is that the audience moves around to different locations in Nichols Arboretum and follows the action of the play through the woods. So I tend to pick plays that can work outside. The first play I did was A Midsummer Night's Dream, which was a very big success and which we now bring back every 5 years. But also I've done As You Like It, that is set in the Forest of Arden. I've thought of Love's Labour's Lost initially because it is about a king who makes a policy not to see women for 3 years. He does this just before a delegation of French women arrive.
Oh.
And he lodges them in the field because he won't let them come into his court. And so the action of the play all happens in the woods, in his park.
Now, Jen, you have youngish children. Have you ever taken them to any of these productions?
I am actually probably going to take my 8-year-old this year. And you do see kids out at these productions each year. It's even if they get kind of antsy because you're outside and because it's a moving show, there's less likelihood that you'll get in a situation where you know, they're so excited and it's hard to sit to focus and sit down that they can't kind of run it off a little bit. So it's actually a very inviting atmosphere for families to come and give it a try.
No, and I think that some of my actors were originally little fairies in productions of Midsummer 15 years ago. I have an actress in this production who was a little fairy. I do think it's a great way to introduce children to Shakespeare.
Yes.
And it's in the Arb, so can you bring a picnic and a
blanket? Oh, yes, absolutely. You bring a blanket, you bring a folding chair. You definitely can eat during the performance, eat before it, while you're waiting in line to get your tickets. It's a great experience in nature, and on a beautiful night, it's just lovely. You see dusk start to fall, and you see the way the environment is colored by sunset and nature, and feel the breeze and hear the birds and occasionally hear the university helicopter. I mean, we do have to put up with
and dog walkers.
Right. We do have our anachronisms breaking the spell, but for the most part, it's pretty magical. And yes. I try to stage things in such a way that you really feel that you're there, that this is the world that you've entered.
Shakespeare in the Arb at Nichols Arboretum. What are the dates?
It runs from June 9th through June 26th on Thursday through Sunday evenings, those 3 weekends in June.
And we'll put more information on our website so people can find out. Kate, thank you so much for joining us. I know, Jen, we have lots going on. What else is happening?
We do. We're kind of shifting into the summer phase of all the entertainment options in the area right now. One of the big ones coming up, of course, is Sonic Lunch, which kicks off on June 2nd. But one of the big shows coming up in that series will be definitely Laith Alcides' performance.
He's scheduled.
He is scheduled.
Oh, what's
he's the
date?
The second one, actually. I believe he is June 9th going to be appearing at Sonic Lunch. So it'll be noon on Thursday, June 9th. So that will definitely draw a big crowd.
That'll be huge, yes. Yeah. What's happening at Eastern? I understand they have something interesting coming up.
Yes, there's a really neat musical called The Last 5 Years. Pam Cardell is directing. It's a musical by Jason Robert Brown that has this unique structure where it's covering 5 years in the marriage of this couple, but one of their storylines begins at the start of their relationship, and the other one is shown from the end of the relationship. And the only time they kind of cross paths in the show is at their wedding. So it's kind of an interesting structure, but also just a really a neat show with a great score.
And that's running at EMU June 3rd through the 12th, and I understand one of our Art and Soul Buddies has something going on June 4th?
Yes. June 4th, there is a celebration for the Spanberg Theater's 30th birthday. So there's a fundraiser, and R. Mackenzie Lewis is the music director of the show, but he'll also be part of putting on a show that evening that will raise money in celebration of the Spanberg.
Lots of festivals coming up. The 21st Annual African American Festival. When is that?
That is Saturday, June 4th from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. This is another big family-friendly kind of thing where there's live entertainment, there's vendors, there's activities for kids. It's this, you know, kind of fun annual day that's planned in Ann Arbor's historic African-American business district. So it's just a really nice event.
Seems like I always end up downtown when that's happening, and it's like a party.
It is. It's really fun. So I'd encourage, if you haven't checked it out before, you might want to take a look at it.
And summertime means Top of the Park and the Ann Arbor Summer Festival. Lots of good acts and shows and concerts this year.
Yep. That kicks off on Friday, June 10th with some retreats and some kid-friendly activities and Top of the Park music performances. Obviously, the main stage kicks in soon thereafter in terms of ticketed events on the main stage, but it's just there's so many different facets of Ann Arbor Summer Festival. It's worth going to the website a2sf.org to just see kind of the full range of things that they have available.
Let's talk movies. I love movies outside at Top of the Park. That's one of my favorite parts. And mm-hmm. I think we've mentioned here on 89.1 WEMU something about Cinetopia.
Yes. Cinetopia will be taking place June 3rd. You might have heard of something from Russ Collins about
it.
but it's gotten bigger and bigger over the last 5 years. This is its fifth year. It runs from June 3rd to June 12th with lots of screenings and events happening in Ann Arbor and the Detroit area as well. So, again, worth checking out if there's anything that is piques your interest or that you want to see during that festival.
And if you need a laugh, one of my favorite comedians
yes.
is going to be around.
John Heffron will be back in town. He's an EMU grad, and he will be at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase on June 17th and June 18th. For those who may not remember, he was the winner of NBC's Last Comic Standing, the second season, and he's just kind of built his career from there, so he's always really fun to see.
John will be at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase June 17th and 18th. Mm-hmm. Jen McKee, thank you so much for joining us. If people want to find out more about you, where can they find your information?
They can go to www.a2artsaddict.wordpress.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on Art and Soul.